Toronto. Some of the most active companies traded Friday on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Toronto Stock Exchange, 20,339.02, up 123.66 points. Hexo Corp. TSX. Hexo. Health. Down $1.14, or 27.8%, to $2.96 on 10.7 million shares. Suncor Energy Inc. TSX. SU. Down 8 cents, or 0.35%, to $22.45 on 8.1 million shares. Nevada Copper Corp. TSX. NCU. Materials. Up half a cent, or 5.5%, to 9.5 cents on 5.8 million shares. Canadian Natural Resources Limited. TSX. CNQ. Energy. Up 48 cents, or 1.23%, to $39.49 on 5.1 million shares. Interpipeline Limited. TSX. IPL. Energy. Down 4 cents, or 0.20%, to $19.93 on 4.9 million shares. Manulife Financial Corporation. TSX. MFC. Financials. Up 12 cents, or 0.48%, to $24.93 on 4.9 million shares. Companies in the news. Royal Bank of Canada, TSX, RY. Up $1.37, or 1.05%, to $131.72. Royal Bank of Canada will require employees to be fully vaccinated to work on the bank's premises. In a memo to staff, the bank says it will ask employees to confirm their vaccination status, beginning in Canada and the United States, followed by other regions where applicable. Those who are able to be vaccinated will be required to do so by October 31. Helena Gotchling, RBC's Chief Human Resources Officer, says in the memo that the decision is based on evolving government guidance and concerning developments related to the Delta variant. Before the election was called, the government said last week it would require federal employees, workers in federally regulated industries like transportation and banking, as well as many domestic travelers to be vaccinated against COVID-19. TD, CIBC, RBC and BMO also said Friday they will require on-site employees to be fully vaccinated as of October 31, while Scotiabank said it is moving towards making vaccination mandatory later in the fall. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 20, 2021. The Canadian Press.